a Windsor Owls 2-1 victory tonight over the Perryville Pirates. They make it to the state semifinals, and we are now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Windsor Owls, Stephanie Duker Richmond, joins us now. Coach, when the final point was scored, and I'd ask you this for this reason, because in that first match against St. Jen, despite the score, it seemed as though you didn't feel you were in control until the final point got down. So when the final point did get down for you guys this time against the Perryville Pirates, how'd it feel?
I'm relieved. I'm excited, and it's like this isn't real because this has never happened for a Windsor girls team, and it's been a big goal of mine in the programs for a very long time. I am beyond relieved.
Well, Coach, you look at how it went down. You guys have been passing well all day, and then that second set happens, and, you know, Perryville kind of takes back the momentum. But how did you guys, you know, go into the third set with a positive mindset even after that? And kind of what was said in the huddle before that third set?
It was one of those things. It was kind of like, okay, we broke down a little bit in the second game. We got aggravated with each other. Some of our tendencies from before came back out again. And I pretty much said, girls, if we finish today, if this is it for us, we're not going down like this. We got here together. We're going to finish together. So all this little bickering we're doing on the court and blaming, you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. Everyone do her role, and you guys work together as a team and make this happen. And it's like they came out with a new attitude.
And I'm sure important was just the quick start, a couple of aces for Taylor Duncan in the very first 2 points. And that had to have been a momentum booster for you guys, I'd imagine.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was a big momentum booster for us.
And not only, you know, early on, but Taylor goes on another long service run in the middle of that third set to really propel you guys forward. And it's kind of what she did all night. So what can you say to her performance overall, both in the service area and just overall from a passing perspective as well?
It's typical Taylor. I mean, it was no better tonight than it's been the last 4 years she's played for me. This is what Taylor does. So it wasn't extraordinary. People who are watching her may have thought so, but this is Taylor.
Allie Moore, your guys' senior libero. And it was funny, I was talking to Coach Sissel on the air before the match, and she says that, you know, she gets to everything from what she was seeing, and that's what we were seeing as well. Allie Moore pretty much getting to every single ball that was in her area and passing well. And what is she like on the floor? She seems like she's really energetic, always talking, and seems like just a really quality player out there.
Allie's fabulous. I mean, she and Taylor are quite the pair, but, I mean, Coach Sissel is correct. Allie can get to absolutely anything. When she gets her mindset on it, there's nothing going to land on our court.
No doubt. Well, we gave Allie a player of the game this time, so this certificate for her. So congrats to Allie Moore. And for you guys, you know, just a couple more steps until, you know, the possibility of you guys becoming champions of Class 3, which I've got to imagine is a crazy feeling. But what's the mindset now heading into next week? Now that you've gotten through this stage, what are you guys thinking about right now?
Right now, I just want to get on the bus and head home before I feel like my heart explodes in my chest. And then I want to wake up tomorrow and start thinking about what do I need to do.
Sounds good. I think we'll let you do that, Coach. We appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank
and
so
a
much.
Great win for the program for you guys tonight. Thanks
Thank
so,
you
much.
So much.
That was head coach Stephanie Duker Richmond joining us here. This certificate for Allie, Coach. And that is a winner for the Windsor Owls. They win this one in 3 sets. Again, the final 25-19, 12-25, but then 25-14 in set number 3. So that's going to just about do it for our coverage here today. Class 3 sectionals, which of course led into Class 3 quarterfinals. Just to recap what happened though on the day, it was the St. Genevieve Dragons and the Windsor Owls facing off in our first sectional. Windsor won that one 25-13, 25-18. Excuse me. And then Perryville beat Rosati Kane in the second sectional by a score of 25-16, 25-19. Coming up after that, of course, is what you just heard. Windsor and Perryville, and Windsor got the win in 3 sets. So Windsor gets out of St. Genevieve still alive, and they move on to the state semis, the final 4, and that'll be played next